So did you feel like an underdog this weekend? NFL wild card weekend. Let's go through the scores just to give you an idea of who advanced before we talk to our good pal, Nando DeFino. Seattle defeated the New Orleans Saints 41-36. The New York Jets defeated Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts by 17-16. That was an exciting game. The Baltimore Ravens tromped the Kansas City Chiefs, who were peeking back into the postseason in their game on Saturday. And the late game last night, the Green Bay Packers defeated the Philadelphia Eagles and Michael Vick 21-16. Nando DeFino joins us, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Let's start with the Vick-Aaron Rodgers game. Going into this game, the Aaron Rodgers had yet to win a playoff game. Vick, of course, a bit of a playoff-winning veteran, but that's not how it turned out.
That's true. It was. I mean, it's kind of nice not to have this Vick Rodgers thing anymore, because that was the storyline leading up to it. Now we can just concentrate on Green Bay as a team. But yeah, Aaron Rodgers had a good game, and I guess, I don't know if you want to call it ironic, but you know, it was Michael Vick's interception at the end of the game that kind of gave Green Bay the win.
He was really, really sad in describing the defeat. But you know, all through the game, Aaron Rodgers seemed like he was having the time of his life. Michael Vick just had his jaw set and seemed like he was miserable and under extraordinary pressure.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of the ascent of Aaron Rodgers, which I think if Green Bay keeps going, it's going to be the storyline. You know, this guy was all the talent in the world, stuck behind Brett Favre, and then finally just kind of, he really matured and hit, I think, you know, his potential finally this year. And this game kind of just showed that. You know, a lot of the shots you'll see and everything like that is just Aaron Rodgers has become this great quarterback. And meanwhile, Vick, I mean, you know, I don't know what to say. He had a great season. It just stinks how it had to end, I guess. That's the end of the storybook, you know?
He limps into the offseason with an ankle that is definitely going to be very tender for a few months. Not only ankle, but ego as well. So the Baltimore Ravens show their stuff finally. They trounce the Kansas City Chiefs. What do you make of this game?
This is the Ravens of old. I mean, this year they'd been kind of stronger on offense, and their defense is kind of not really tailed off, but usually it's just this intimidating defensive team, and that's exactly what they did. I mean, it seems every play, like Kansas City had the ball, it seemed like Baltimore was just knocking it out of their hands somehow. And there were some just devastating hits, and I don't know, if you like defensive football, this game was just awesome, and I think it kind of bodes well for next week against Pittsburgh, which is just going to be insane, I think.
Well, insane, and will it be as much of a street fight revenge match as Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts meeting Mark Sanchez and the Jets? I mean, the Jets have wanted the Peyton Manning pelts for quite a while, and Manning has had the Jets number for quite a while. Let's just remind people that the Jets won 17-16. Take this game apart for me.
That was just a great game. I mean, for three quarters of football, it was probably one of the most boring games of the weekend. And then that fourth quarter was just, it came down to the last second. And this is what they wanted, you know. I mean, the Jets finally beat Peyton Manning, and now they get Tom Brady. But the game was, I mean, it wasn't spectacular. There wasn't anything crazy about it. But if you just watched the fourth quarter, you got probably one of the best football games, at least one of the best quarters of the entire weekend.
Well, at the risk of annoying or angering Jets fans who will then run over me in the streets of New York with their pickup trucks later on today, I mean, if Sanchez plays that way in the first half against the New England Patriots, they don't have a chance.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't even know what kind of chance you're going to have against the Patriots to begin with, but you've got to play just – you got to go beyond like that whole you got to play mistake-free football thing, and you've got to get into just, you know, perfect game. And he's got to be on his game, maybe even have a career game in order to beat the Patriots.
Now, Celeste and I have never talked about this, but my favorite team in the playoffs is the Seattle Seahawks.
See,
and the reason is
the Saints.
It's the Saints are your favorite?
They were.
Well, my favorites are the Seattle Seahawks because they are the team that has a Native American symbol on their helmet that's actually benign.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and that's true. I used to live in Seattle.
They were the only team this weekend. The one that went in with a losing record went in, and the only team this weekend to win on their home game.
Well, this is history on so many levels. First of all, the Seahawks with a losing record win a playoff game. That's never happened in the NFL, and they defeat the defending champion Saints. Take this game apart, Nando.
This game, I don't even know. You're right. There's so many ways you can begin with this game that it was just. It was so awesome. I mean, I kind of felt bad for the Jets and Colts because that game followed this. No one expected this. I mean, it was a blowout. It was such a fun game to watch because it was just one touchdown after another. I think they combined for almost 80 points in this game. And I don't think you cannot, you know, feel good for the Seahawks, who everyone just hated and they were down on. They said it's a joke they're in the playoffs, and they came out and they beat the defending champions. So
yeah.
Well, I don't know how it's going to look next week, but
well, it speaks well of, you know, the NFL's parity strategy. I mean, it means that anything can happen, and a game that, you know, no one would pay attention to normally can be extraordinarily entertaining. Although not a lot of defense evident here. Who do the Seahawks go up against next week?
The Chicago Bears. It's going to be tough.
But except, you know, the Bears are very erratic. The Seahawks, you know, pulled that off this weekend. I mean, that could be a pretty interesting game to watch.
I think a lot of people are going to think that. I think the problem is Chicago is kind of like Seattle in a lot of ways. Like, they've been underrated. People say they shouldn't be there. You know, they shouldn't have gotten the bye. They weren't as strong as they should have been this season. And I've kind of liked them the whole way through. So, you know, I love Seattle. I really love the fact that Seattle's pounded New Orleans and kind of shut everyone up about the whole seeding thing, like you said. But, man, Chicago's just good. I don't think people give Chicago enough credit.
Well, I'm a big Chicago Bears fan from the old 1984 days when I used to live in Chicago. So I suppose deep in my heart I'll be rooting for them, but it'll be hard for me, Seattle versus Chicago. And, Nando, you know, I didn't realize you're such a softy, loving the underdogs, huh?
I mean, who doesn't? You know? There's still a little part of me, you know, like Darth Vader that's still alive and a human that kind of likes football and roots for the underdogs. You know, having to be cold and objective about all these games.
Speaking of Darth Vader, Belichick, and the Patriots, is there anything stopping them in the Super Bowl? Huh? Does anything stop them? You got to have something interesting, otherwise they're going all the way.
Yeah, you know, but that's what happens. You got to mix in a little of the Seattle, sprinkle them with a little Seattle there. You know, they could get upset. The Jets make this very personal, and I think when they get convinced that these games are going to be very personal for them, you know, they beat them in the first game, and then
yep.
New England came
well,
out
we
and
shall see.
Stomped them in the second game.
All right, Nando, get out of here. We love you. Nando DeFino, Wall Street Journal reporter on the NFL Wild Card Weekend.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.